Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the readings beginning with the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. I just want to say, before we take a look at this reading, we've had several days now of many celebrating and events and gatherings and celebrating Christmas. But how much time have you given to the Lord Himself? How many times in these last few days have you turned to the Lord and said, "Thank you so much. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord." Brothers and sisters, that's what we want. This is what we want to be able to do. I really want to encourage you to open your heart. Open your heart to put, and I mean this, with you have perhaps a wife, a husband, you have children, your lives are very full, your jobs, all those things are very important. But nothing really means much at all unless you are giving your life to the Lord every day. Well, I gave my life to the Lord many years ago, every day. Because I've been thinking about in these last months as I've been recovering, I'm thinking how easy it is to fill the day because it's so busy. You fill the day with all the work you have to do, and by the time the evening comes, you don't really have any energy to pray. Now, what I want to say to you is take a look at your own schedule. See where you could make a 15-minute break if that's all you can. But think about this, where you can turn to Him and say, "Lord, I'm living for you," because that's what all of us are called to do. In the midst of all our work, it doesn't have to be long, long hours, because I know you don't have long hours, many of you. But you can, in these intermittent times, if you establish them, make them a part of your program, part of your daily life, to stop and thank Him for this day and ask Him what you can do for Him this day. Believe me, things will come across your path and you'll say, "Oh, there it is." And perhaps not, then just keep praying and waiting on the Lord. I think about the Holy Family, what it was like for them, how many years that they had together. And I want to share some things here from the scriptures because I think it's very important for us. We're not just listening to a story from the past, but we're listening to us, what we need to pay attention to. The first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 12 to 17, says, "I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for His name's sake." Have you gone to confession? Please make sure you do during this Christmas season. "I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one." Many have, by God's grace, by God's power, not by their own. "I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one." I want to say to all of us, young men and women, we are strong. We have the power of the Word in us. Do you read the Word every day? Do you ask God what He wants of you today? You have conquered the evil one. God has given you the power by His grace, by His mercy, by His steadfastness. He gives you and equips you what you need to do to banish the evil one from your life. And that will certainly happen in heaven, but on earth it's a struggle. And God wants us to acknowledge our need for Him, our need for forgiveness, our need to follow Him more closely, and He will show us. "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away." but whoever does the will of God remains forever. Just simply ask the Lord every day in your life. I do this. Ask the Lord every day in your life, show me your will for me, and I will seek by your power to follow your will today. That's not just for religious sisters like myself. That's for all of us. And God knows our needs in life, and he knows how full our schedules are. But have we just pushed God to last place? Or is he where he belongs in our life first? Everything else will fall into place, I grant you, over the weeks and months. If you follow that pattern, God will reorient your life. What a Christmas gift to give him, to have another life like you, your husband, your family, people drawing closer and closer to the Lord. Doesn't mean you have to go around looking pious all the day. That's not the point. It just means that God is first, and the things of this world are second. The life of your children is very, very important. And I understand there are periods of time where you can hardly breathe. I understand that. But ask the Lord, show me what you want of me, and I will give it to you. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Isn't that what we want? We want the heavens to be glad and the earth rejoice. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. I'm not the king. It's not my agenda that's the king. The Lord is the king. Everything we do in this life is meant to follow his will and his plan. And if you ask him, and you ask him daily, show me, you will be amazed at how he does that. Would encourage you, if you really do that after a month, jot me a note. Let me know how the Lord is guiding you. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. That's what we want. That's what we want. We want the whole earth to rejoice. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. Look at that. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. I'm not saying you need to do this. I'm just saying that place your life before God as Anna did so that you can be led by him every day. And coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had fulfilled all the scriptures of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Brothers and sisters, think about that. Jesus has become one of us. He lived our life for 33 years. He knows what life here on this earth is like. He knows the challenges. He knows the obstacles. He knows the difficulties that work in our lives. He knows that. But he's right there, right now, at this moment. He's right there beside you. And he wants to help you and guide you. But that means you have to give him some time. I don't mean 2 hours. I don't even mean an hour if you can. If you can, that would be great. But I don't mean that. I just mean give God, start out with 15 minutes every day. And if you can increase it to a half hour, that would be wonderful. And just say, Lord, here I am. Read the scriptures of the day, and then ask, Lord, teach me how to apply this to my life. Give him time. He waits for you. He waits for me. He waits for all of us. And I remember that, in fact, it's here in Magnificat magazine today for Monday the 30th, Pondering the Hidden Life of Christ. Maria von Trapp, who we all know about, she says this, we see Jesus grow up, and when we want to find out what he did in those long 18 years in Nazareth, we finally see that he prayed, he obeyed, and he worked. And not only he alone, but all three of them. They prayed. We can find their daily prayers. We can find out how they observed the day of the Lord. They must have recited the hymns and the prayers and the psalms contained in the Holy Scriptures. And during many hours of their working day, their thought dwelt on the hidden meaning of what their lips had recited. That's what they did when they were pondering. And they were obeyed. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Remember those things that they prayed? These words uttered by Mary and Jesus give a deep insight into their life of constant obedience to the Father. From Joseph, we know how promptly he reacted each time an angel came. Theirs was a family of obedience to the will of God. And brothers and sisters, that's what we want. We have to go at a little step at a time, but that's what we want. We've got to say to the Lord, we got to get to the point where we can say to the Lord, "Lord, I want your will today in my life, in my children, in my husband, or in my wife. Lord, lead us closer to you." Simply praying that every day opens the heart of God even more to you. He's always waiting for you. I also wanted to comment, Maria von Trapp had said in another part of the article, she says, "Books and books and books have been written on family life. Our magazines and newspapers are full of alarming articles on the danger of family life crumbling in our days. Psychiatrists, psychoanalysts, psychologists are busy in research to answer the question why. Little do they seem to know that this question was answered 2,000 years ago by a few words in the Gospel of Luke. There we see the Heavenly Father making this tremendous new foundation, the Christian family, when he sends his Son to the small home in Nazareth. It is absolutely impossible to meditate too much on their hidden lives, their hidden life. Think about that. Just watching Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in their daily routine will do something for us. There is our model, and there is our only remedy. That doesn't mean to copy verbatim everything they say, but the orientation of their lives was always to offer their lives to God because they loved him. How much do you love him? Do you understand that if you were the only person in this world, I think he would have died for you? He died for you, not for multitudes of people, but you alone. He gave his life for you. And that's what we want, brothers and sisters. That's what we want. Maria von Trapp says, as the saying from the old country has it, if there are more mothers like Mary and more fathers like Joseph, there will be more children like Jesus. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.